In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
This bill, for the first time in 30 years, allows for the taxpayer funding of abortions.
When Christians say, "I'm not going to get involved in those things," what we've done, we have now not only abdicated responsibility, but we have absolutely given confirmation to the utter destruction of everything we're afraid to touch.
Today we are celebrating the birth of our Prophet Muhammad, who was born on this day. It's a great day of the Muslim world. The Prophet gave us this religion, which is a religion of peace.
It's true that he was a violent man. In fact, he was, if you will say, the first Muslim terrorist.
Southern Illinois truck drivers who love Issues, etc.
Well, I, like you, heard the news this morning. Gay marriage had been passed by the City Council in the District of Columbia, our nation's capital. There's a time for review. The U.S. Congress can actually review this kind of a decision. That deadline came and went, and apparently the Supreme Court has refused to hear any appeal on it. So do we have same-sex marriage in Washington, D.C. to stay? And there's more news. The Attorney General of Maryland has decided to recognize same-sex marriage from other states. We'll talk same-sex marriage here for the first 10 minutes of this hour of Issues, Etc. It's Wednesday afternoon, March the 3rd. We are coming to you live. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. After our conversation with Maggie Gallagher of the National Organization for Marriage, Ken Samples will join us. We'll conclude our three-part series with him on answering tough questions about the Christian faith today, thinking through common objections to Christianity like, "Don't all roads lead to God?" Ken will answer those objections in about 10 minutes here on Issues, Etc. You can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email us right here in the studio. We get your questions and comments in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Maggie Gallagher is president of the National Organization for Marriage. She's a nationally syndicated columnist, and she's co-author of the book, The Case for Marriage. Maggie, welcome back.
A pleasure to be here, thanks.
Is same-sex marriage in D.C. a foregone conclusion?
Well, no, actually. I know if you read all the mainstream headlines, it sounds like that. But what actually happened is, so the City Council passed gay marriage. The Charter of the District of Columbia gives citizens a right to overturn state legislation, City Council legislation, by referendum or by initiative. There are two signature gathering processes. And the City Council has just sat on its hands and said, no, the people of D.C. should not have the right to vote because somehow this is an amendment of the Human Rights Code and it's sacrosanct and above the ordinary civil rights, you know, the right to vote of the people of D.C. What's happened in the lower courts is we haven't gotten favorable decisions, but even more importantly, they've just sat on our main argument. Our main argument is that the City Council cannot amend the Constitution of D.C. by its own vote and take away the right to vote that's given in the Constitution. But we can't get it to the Supreme Court properly until the lower courts rule. So in a kind of Hail Mary pass, we went to the Supreme Court and asked them to ignore the fact that they don't have a proper ruling from the lower court and issue an injunction anyway. And Judge Roberts declined to do that. He also noted, I think this is encouraging in the medium term, that the arguments we laid out do have merit. And even though the referendum clock is run down, that we still have the initiative process. So we'll be working with Bishop Perry Jackson and black pastors and others in the District of Columbia to fight through the legal fog to give the people of D.C. what we think is their right clearly laid out in their charter. This is a core civil right. It's a core constitutional right to amend their laws by a direct vote of the people. And so we do not consider this a done deal, although the reality is that, in our view, sadly, same-sex marriages will start in the District of Columbia, and it will create confusion about their ultimate legality through no fault of our own, and we're sad about that, too.
So you are confident that if the residents of D.C. are given a chance to open this to a referendum, that they will vote down same-sex marriage in the nation's capital?
Well, I think so. And what we have on our side is that in 31 out of 31 places where people have had a chance to vote, they've said, no, thank you. We don't believe that gay unions are marriages. We respect the right of our gay friends and neighbors, and, you know, we're open to a number of ways to help accommodate them. But two guys are not the same as a husband and wife, and it's not right to the laws of the government. That this is true, or to insist that third parties believe this is true. So we're optimistic, let's put it that way. It'll be a tough fight in the District of Columbia. We're not underestimating it, but we do think that if we get the chance to the people and affirm the right to vote, that we will win back marriage in the District of Columbia, just as we did in Maine.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what Chief Justice Roberts actually said there. You mentioned it before. It's a sign of hope. What precisely did he say?
Well, he said that he was going to decline to give an injunction preventing the city council from recognizing same-sex marriages. So that's a big hurdle to try to get the Supreme Court to intervene in the law. But he also indicated that the arguments that we put before him have merit, which I really do think. What these politicians in D.C. are saying is they can, through legislation, take away a constitutionally given right to vote on city council legislation. If they say gay marriage is part of the Human Rights Code, they're saying they can overturn the constitutional right to vote that is laid down in the charter for the citizens of the District of Columbia. So that's our ultimate argument, that politicians can't take away the people's constitutional right to vote given by, they call it a charter, not a constitution, but it's the equivalent of a state constitution in D.C. And we remain optimistic that when the courts fully hear this argument that they will recognize that something really wrong has happened in D.C. and this issue that the people of D.C. have a right to be heard. It will be a tough fight. The District of Columbia is a city. It's not a state. It's got a hard core of urban liberals. It's much more favorable to gay marriage probably than many other places. Yet, you know, we have to recognize that there is no place where a vote of the people to date has freely and solely through a clear election chosen gay marriage, and so we're optimistic in the long run.
Tell us what happened in Maryland, in particular, the Attorney General of Maryland's decision to recognize same-sex marriage from other states.
Well, I think this is an outrage. The laws of the state of Maryland clearly state that only a marriage between one man and one woman will be valid in Maryland. These laws were challenged just a couple years ago, and Maryland's highest court affirmed that there is no constitutional right to gay marriage, that the legislature has a right to define marriage as one man and one woman if it chooses. And it told gay marriage advocates that if they have a problem with this, they should go to the legislature. A previous panel issued a clear ruling that because of this very clear directive in Maryland state law, that out-of-state marriages, gay marriages, would not be recognized in Maryland. And so now we have an attorney general who's simply ignoring the law for reasons of political expedience or his own personal ideology. I can't explain it, but there's a real lawlessness going on, a real disregard of the ordinary processes of law in the state of Maryland, and a lack of responsiveness to what ordinary people want and expect from their government, especially the attorney general, who is the state's highest law enforcement official. Well, I think it's very disturbing, even if you are theoretically in favor of gay marriage, the process by which this politician is choosing to ignore the law, the clearness of the law in order of his own policy preferences, is very disturbing.
Make the case, if you would, finally, why is same-sex marriage bad for society?
Well, this is what I think, and I know there are people who disagree. Same-sex unions are not marriages. It's not that I want to stand around and prevent people from getting married. These are people who do not want to marry. They want to do something else and insist that all of us view what they're doing as a marriage, whether we like it or not. Marriage is the union of husband and wife. These unions are distinct and special because they're the only kind of union that can make new life and connect those children in love to their mother and father. Same-sex marriage is not about what people do in private. It's about what your government is going to teach and insist on in public. And that's what your ideas of marriage are, just rooted, you know, hateful bigotry. And that if you believe that to make a marriage you need a husband and wife, you ought to be treated in law and culture and society like bigots who oppose interracial marriage. That's a big idea that's going to have a lot of consequences down the road if we let it be enshrined in law without a fight.
Folks, you can find out more about the National Organization for Marriage at our website, issuesetc.org. Maggie Gallagher is president of the National Organization for Marriage, a nationally syndicated columnist and co-author of the book, The Case for Marriage. Maggie, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you so much.
When we come back from this break, we're going to spend some time with Ken Samples, wrapping up our three-part daily series with him on answering tough questions about the Christian faith. We'll go through some common objections to Christianity and have Ken respond to each and every one of them. I invite your questions and your comments for this in our this final part of our series on answering objections to the Christian faith. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter questions and comments to us. Questions and comments for Ken Samples after the break at issuesetc. It is not about getting married, it's about legitimizing the behavior, and they want us to call it marriage. Two very different things. We'll be right back.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
No consultants necessary. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
We've got nothing against bumper stickers, just bumper sticker theology. And we'd like to send you an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. You'll find the Issues Etc. logo, slogan, and website address. Simply send your request to Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please include a self-addressed stamped envelope. Good theology doesn't fit on a bumper sticker, but you can tell people where to find good theology, the Issues Etc. bumper or window sticker.